From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. U.S. intelligence officials say terrorists are working on new ways to evade airport security. U.S. media outlets report terrorist groups have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. CNN and CBS say American intelligence officials have told them militants with Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been developing innovative ways to plant explosives in electronic devices. The news organizations say the new intelligence suggests the terror groups have obtained sophisticated airport security equipment to test how to conceal the explosives in order to board a plane. They say the intelligence played a significant role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa from carrying electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expressing optimism about the country's future as Britain enters negotiations to leave the European Union. May spoke to BBC about the country's goal in the process.
I've said that no deal, first of all, I think would be better than a bad deal. We don't want to see a bad deal. And I say that because I think there are some people in Europe who talk about punishing the UK. I don't want to sign up to an agreement which is based on that.
This week, British Ambassador Tim Barrow delivered a letter to the European Union triggering Article 50 of the Lisbon Treaty, starting the 2-year countdown to Britain's departure from the Union known as Brexit. You're listening to VOA News. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says progress is being made in efforts to reach a negotiated end to the war in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where the fifth round of intra-Syrian peace talks has wrapped up.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria says there has been incremental progress and all sides engaged in serious, substantive negotiations during this round. The group discussed broad range of issues, including governance, the political transition, elections, and counterterrorism measures. De Mistura says the negotiations were moving on several parallel fronts, and nothing would be agreed until everything was agreed. And he says that will take patience and time.
Last time we said that the train is in the station, ready. I think we can say, especially in Switzerland, where trains are very precise, that the train is moving out of the station slowly, but moving out of the station.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In related news, the battle to oust President Bashar al-Assad appears to be over, at least as far as the Trump administration is concerned. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, said Thursday that Washington's priority is no longer to sit and focus on getting Assad out. Some Middle East analysts say Haley's remarks reflect the reality on the ground that Assad's survival after a brutal 6-year-long conflict appears assured. But Haley's remarks drew the ire of some American lawmakers who have argued for stepped-up U.S. efforts to topple Assad. In South Korea, thousands of supporters of former President Park Geun-hye gathered in capital Seoul Saturday to demand a release from prison. Seoul police deployed more than 10,000 officers to monitor the rally near City Hall amid concerns of clashes. Opponents and supporters of Park have divided the streets of Seoul in recent months with passionate rallies. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Donald Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he's granted immunity from prosecution. First, White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying, do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
Spicer's remark was in contrast to a tweet earlier in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.